the Central Committee for having me here. Also, just in general, thank you to Chairman Price. Can we just give him a big thanks? I've been here for, hour or two, and you can feel the energy radiating out of this place. I think that y'all are pretty excited about this ticket. Are y'all pretty excited about Fred Hubbell? This entire ticket is pretty outstanding. I've gotten to know everybody on it. It is an understatement to say that you should be excited to vote the entire ticket. You should be excited to work for the entire ticket. And also, you need to give Dave Lobsack a little backup. You've got to send Cindy and Abby and JD to Washington. TV right now, what you hear is people speculating about a blue wave. You walk around here, people talking about a blue wave. Let me tell you something about a blue wave. A blue wave is not a weather event. You can't just sit around and wait on it. You can't turn on the TV and see the weatherman. I'm talking about, we got a front of Democratic enthusiasm coming in, and it's going to mix with, you know, progressive activism. No, that is not how a blue wave works. It is not a weather event. It is made by people. It is made because you get out and you knock on doors and you make phone calls and you do the work. Are you ready to build a blue wave? And let me tell you something. The GOP in this state and all across the country, they are scared of the work that you're going to do to build that blue wave. That is why they're working so hard to make it harder to vote in this state and around the country. Because they're afraid of us. Because they're afraid of the fact that they are wrong on the issues, wrong on the values. The chairman mentioned that I used to be the Secretary of State of Missouri. When I became Secretary of State of Missouri, I learned the story of this fellow named Wathol Moore. I want to tell you about him. Wathol Moore was the first African-American state representative in the history of my state. He was elected 97 years ago out of St. Louis. And he got to our state capitol in Jefferson City, and he had an agenda. And number one on his agenda was he was going to expand access to higher education for African Americans in our state. And in his very first term, he got Lincoln University established. It's still there. It's HBCU. And his colleagues were so impressed at this accomplishment that they promptly gerrymandered him right out of the state legislature after one term. But I'm telling you this story because that's not the end of the story. He went home and he took a couple years off, and then he picked out one of the districts, one of them good old boys who bounced him out of the legislature. He moved into that district and he ran and he beat him. I like that story because Representative Moore, he created a political consequence for voter suppression. And that's what you need to do here in Iowa. That's what we need to do here and all across the country. So about a year and a half ago, I started Let America Vote. And our mission is to create political consequences for voter suppression. In short, we believe that in 2018 in America, if you are an elected official and you are making it harder to vote, we should make it harder for you to get re-elected. Because some people might say that things have changed since the days of Wathol Moore, but they haven't changed enough. Black elected officials are routinely redistricted out of their seats. Hispanic Americans are routinely pushed off the voter roll simply because of their last name. Working people are confronted with bureaucracy that they can't confront all day while they're trying to work a job and keep a job just in order to vote. People are trying to keep them away from the ballot box because of who they're going to vote for. This fight should be over in America. We've already had this argument. American heroes walked across a bridge in Selma, facing down dogs and batons and hoses for the simple idea that we all count, we all get to vote. And standing against them was un-American then, and it is un-American now. A poll tax was a poll tax when you called it a poll tax, and it's a poll tax when you call it a photo ID law, too. Iowa is on the front lines. of this fight for voting rights in America. And I'm here because a threat to democracy anywhere in America is a threat to democracy everywhere in America. That's why Let America Vote chose Iowa as one of the states where we're going to work, and we will work alongside you to make sure that we create that political consequence for voter suppression right here in your state. I chose this fight because the Republicans have decided to make this the fight to end all fights. They have decided that if they can change who's in the electorate for good, then they don't have to convince anybody that their ideas are good. They don't have to convince people who their policies hurt to come to their side if they can eliminate those people from democracy. That's how they've decided to approach this. And look, I volunteered to serve my country in the Army and in Afghanistan because I wanted to stand up for the rights and the freedoms that this nation has to offer. And I'll be damned if I'm going to come home and watch Paul Pate and Kim Reynolds and Donald Trump try and take those rights away. Disproportionately impact minority voters. Let's be clear, that is a legalese, churched up way to say that these laws are racist. That's what they are. And this should all just be a history lesson. I wish that it was. I wish that this was just a history lesson, but it's not. Because white supremacists are literally on the march in this country, emboldened by a president who says that they are very fine people. Call me crazy, but I believe we deserve a commander-in-chief, by the way, who has the courage to at least stand up to the KKK and Nazis. Just a minimum bar to jump over. Just gotta hop right over. Iowa Democrats, the civil rights movement never ended. That means we're still a part of it. We get to be a part of it right here. Because if we allow people of color, young people, disabled people, low-income folks, working people, and others to have their voice at the ballot box taken away, then this country's gonna go backwards. It's gonna go back in time. And that's what the Republicans want. But you know what? I'm not going back. And you're not going back. I wanna close by telling you a quick story. Of all the missions that I took part in when I was in Afghanistan, there's one that always stands out to me when I think about the meaning of public service and about the value of democracy. I worked with the Afghan National Army and others to escort a newly elected member of the Afghan Parliament from the capital back to her home. The reason she needed protection, it wasn't that she had made some radical statement or taken on some group that was hostile to her. No, the reason she needed protection from folks like us was because she was a woman serving in the Afghan Parliament. She faced down a constant threat of death. I think about her all the time. I think about her every time that somebody on cable news uses the term political courage. I think about her whenever somebody told me in the state legislature or when I was Secretary of State that something was a tough decision or a tough vote. Because I doubt that she, when a tough vote came along, was thinking about some lobbyist or some donor, somebody back in her district that was pushing her to do something. I think she thought about what was right. I have seen with my own eyes a politician who didn't have to have political courage, had to have real courage, true courage, just to get up every day and go to work. And it inspires me every single day. And it reminds me that our democracy is worth fighting for in this country. It's worth fighting for. So starting right now, let's send a message to every vote-suppressing politician in Iowa and across America that if you want to attack democracy, you got to go through us. And if you want to come for our right to vote, we're coming for your job. We're not going back. We're not going back because we are patriots. We are patriots who understand that patriotism is not about making everybody stand and salute the flag. Patriotism is about making this a country where everybody wants to. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Let's give Secretary Kander another round of applause.